Julian Stodd's Learning Pod. Building a strategy for mobile learning.
Today I'm going to look at five areas. Firstly, just talking a little bit about the foundations of mobile learning. How have we come to be where we are today? Then we're going to talk about types of solutions, the different contexts in which people will use mobile learning. I then want to talk about technology versus experience, because very often people are trying to procure technology but deliver an experience. We also want to look at existing versus new. Should you be trying to push out existing content, or do you need to create content specifically for mobile? And finally, I want to come up with some practical solutions, things that can be done straight away as you move along this journey towards mobile.
Introduction.
To get started, I want to think about how people engage with mobile technology and why they do it. Generally, it's focused activity. People want to get something out of it, maybe looking something up online or checking their email or playing a game. We don't tend to spend long periods of time just browsing through it as you might with a computer at home. The technology itself is incidental to the experience. Sure, people do buy specific devices because of some aspect of the technology, but often it's to do with the form factor, to do with how it looks and feels. So people want an iPhone because it's an iPhone. They're less interested in some of the details of the technology behind it. It's really about the added value, the associated image of that particular device. We need to bear that in mind. There's an emotional connection with these devices, and anything that we put out into this space needs to be worthy of that kind of attention. Most people haven't yet used mobile devices in learning. They're coming to this for the first time. So we've got a duty to ensure that the very first time they go through it is going to be a really good experience. It's far better for us organisationally to look at doing a very small, very focused and very high quality piece rather than trying to do everything, solve all the problems at once and do it ineffectually or giving a poor end user experience. Because we have to understand that we're competing for time and attention in a busy space. People are using these devices for things already, so why are they going to engage with a piece of learning we're putting out there rather than just playing the latest Need for Speed game? It's got to be about what's going to be in it for them. How are we going to catch their attention? Is it going to be convenient? Is it going to be high quality? It's got to be all of those things, or people simply aren't going to use it. The perils of operating in a commercial environment is that it's got to be really good, or it's dead. There's no halfway measures around this. You'll see that there are literally millions of apps and solutions going out into this space, and doing something which is slow, or which is poor to read, or which graphically looks bad, is just simply not going to get any engagement from the user population. It doesn't have to be expensive, it doesn't have to take a long time to do, but it does have to be good.
Types of solutions.
First up, let's look at what we call commuter learning. This is a term that we're using to talk about 15-minute chunks of learning. It's like a mini course. Very often the content for this will be something that's going to be relevant to you in your everyday role, so it might be a particular management skill. And what we want to do with these solutions is just present a small but broad overview where we're demonstrating some key behaviours and we're getting people to think about things they might do differently for that day. The term commuter learning doesn't really relate to a specific thing. It's more a mindset as much as anything else. So it's things that you might use just to prompt you into some actions on a particular day. It's a chance for the organisation to engage with learners on a regular basis in a very small but focused way. Next up, courses. Now, courses are much more coherent collections around specific topics. They may be longer pieces of learning, and it's unlikely that you'd do it all in one go. You're going to dip in and out, but crucially, there's likely to be a link between them. So you're building knowledge as you go forward, much like Lego bricks building on each other. Now, you might have a collection of courses for a new starter or for somebody that's new in a management role, but we can think about these with more of a syllabus approach. And again, they'll probably be based on materials which are already existing in the organisation. The trick is to develop something specifically for the mobile format rather than just trying to push what we've got out onto here. Courses may be elective, so people can choose which ones they're going to take, but it's important that we show a picture of how they all fit together so that people can structure their own learning to an extent. Third up, we've got just-in-time, or let's call it performance support materials. These are small snippets of information that an individual may actively choose to go and pull down to have a look at. It's going to be something you might look at before you run an interview or before you're running a meeting. but it could also be used by a manager in a mentoring or coaching situation, so they can work with an individual and recommend that they use a specific piece of performance support material. It's typically going to be small chunks, and it's not designed that you'd look at lots of these in a row. They're very much on a need-to-know, immediate basis. Finally, within mobile, we're likely to look at point-of-sale, customer-facing material. Now, these types of apps are typically going to be more involved. They're going to be bigger and more expensive, and they're going to tie into your sales or relationship management process. These aren't the kinds of things that you want to wade into easily. It needs some thought and consideration around how mobile fits within the strategy. It's not necessarily a learning piece as much as a relationship management piece. So it's going to be glamorous. They're typically going to be big, but you want to be really careful what you're doing around these. You need to understand how mobile fits within your overall approach to technology. And we need to understand how that's going to impact on customer relationships. I mention it here because it's often the things that organizations are very interested in. How can you do this big, glossy, public-facing piece? But we need to be aware of the same challenges around technology and content. Whatever goes into it needs to be suitable for mobile. It can't simply be what would be on the website.
Technology versus experience.
Organizations often procure technology, but what they want to deliver is experience. And we need to think about the difference between those two things. The technology in this field is moving very fast. The software languages, the platforms, nobody's sure what's going to emerge on top. This is allowing for a lot of experimentation. People are trying adventurous new things, different models of interactivity, different ways of approaching how information is presented. And we want to be able to observe this, take on board the best bits and try it out ourselves. It's probably a mistake at this stage to be buying a solution which you're going to be locked into for years, because nobody's really sure what's going to work. The underlying software languages are changing very fast, and now will allow you to move cross-platform much more easily. So again, you don't want to get tied into delivering on a specific device. We also need to think about how organizations are changing their mindset when it comes to technology. So very often it's being opened up. People are no longer going to be given a laptop and a mobile phone, but may be able to use their own devices. All of this leads us to a place where it's best to procure content and not technology. We're focusing on that experience piece. So whatever it is that we're creating, we want it to be reusable. You don't want to be creating or buying something that can just work on one specific platform at one specific time. It's far better to be thinking about things that can be ported across. This highlights the need for a pilot. Again, it's better to do something small and high quality and fast and learn from it than it is to try to solve the entire question of your mobile strategy in one go. Let your strategy be informed by the best of what's going on in the commercial environment. Keep an eye on the new things, the things that are going on at the edge of this field, and see what we can take and make our own. But we need to take an iterative approach. Let's build our strategy slowly over time, rather than trying to solve it all at once.
Existing versus new.
One of the bravest decisions that can be taken at the moment is to create something new for mobile, rather than trying to port something across that we already have. Most organizations have invested huge amounts of time and effort in creating a whole raft of courses and content that sits online. And the sad truth is that a lot of this isn't used. Instead of trying to just push all of this out to mobile, which is going to involve effort and expense and time, it's probably going to be better within your strategy to focus on achieving these small, quick-win solutions with high-value material. There are very good reasons why typical e-learning doesn't port across to mobile. The obvious ones are to do with the size. It's to do with the size of page you're working on. A mobile phone or a tablet is still going to have a much smaller screen than you're going to have on your computer. And trying to push lots of pages into this smaller frame just isn't going to work. And it's not what's done in the commercial world. You'll see that the most successful things are those ones which are optimized for the space they're working in, and optimized in terms of the media that they're using. Lots of audio, video, and animation. And remember, this doesn't mean expensive, it means efficient, because you can have a really tightly packaged solution, which is going to be high impact in a short space of time. None of this is really about budget. You don't need to spend a lot of money to do something which is going to be very engaging and very successful. You just need to think very carefully about the underlying storytelling, about the experience. What are the experiences that people look for in their personal lives from these devices? And how do we incorporate the best of that into our mobile strategy? It's definitely true that tight and focused solutions are likely to be more effective than larger and drawn-out ones. Remember, this isn't e-learning where we're going to be saying to somebody, take 2 hours and sit down and complete this course. They're going to engage in much smaller chunks of time. So it needs to be easy to navigate. It needs to be high impact. It needs to be interesting, compelling, and engaging. And if we can do that, we're likely to be able to deliver transformative solutions in this space.
Practical solutions.
Okay, let's get very practical. We're looking at how you develop a strategy for mobile learning. And the first thing that we're saying is, don't try and solve everything at once. Why not start with a small, focused pilot, which is looking at content and experience, not technology? You might need to engage with the business to say, we want to create space, space to try something, even space to make mistakes. It's going to be far better in the long run to try something small and quick and cheap and learn from it. So the pilot needs to be focused on what that experience is, because if we deliver a good experience, we're going to start getting momentum behind your strategy. So firstly, create space to make mistakes. Think about how you're going to gather this feedback. What size pilot group are you going to work with? Probably 30 to 50 people is an ideal size. And you may be able to do this outside of the work infrastructure. So remember this idea of using personal devices. Many organisations are finding it quite acceptable to start allowing certain materials, low IP or low risk, to go out onto personal devices. And this can be a really great and cheap way of moving into a pilot. Secondly, iterate your solutions. Again, this comes down to not trying to do everything at once, not trying to scope the big, wide program, but letting your strategy form over time and review it frequently. So take your pilot, learn from it, run a further pilot and learn from that. And all the time, look inwards, but look outwards. Keep an eye on what's selling well in the commercial world. Keep an eye on what your children are using. Keep an eye on what your colleagues are using. And try to constantly learn from that for what we can do in this space. Look at some of the best materials that are out there on sites like iTunes U. So iTunes U is the university site for iTunes. It presents coherent collections of material, the most fantastic courses brought to you by universities around the world. You can look at ecology or genetics or mathematics and have assemblages of materials, 15, 16 modules comprising video and audio and downloads. Look at what's being done in this space. Decide what works and what you can use to inform your strategy. Even just looking at what's selling will give you an idea of what it is that people want to engage with. So in conclusion, if you're going to build your strategy for mobile learning, do it slowly. Start with something small that's focused very heavily on content and on experience. You'll be able to reuse the content, whatever technology you go with, and you'll be able to use the learning to inform your next steps. Don't get hung up on technology. Technology will facilitate you in delivering a solution, but the quality of solution is going to be based on the experience. Look outwards to learn from what people are doing in their own lives, in the social spaces, and see if you can take the best of that and incorporate it into your strategy. And if you do this, we'll be well on the way to implementing some great mobile learning across the organisation.
You can find Julian's learning blog covering a wide range of subjects at julianstodd.wordpress.com or follow him on Twitter, Julian Stodd.